Hello, ladies and gentlemen, my name is CJ Kaiser, and you're listening to Film Fuse, the show where we watch the movies so you don't have to. We got four exciting guests for you, two actually high-profile guests, and two really good friends of mine, so it's going to be a fun show. We also recorded this episode live at the Magic Mike Comedy Room in King's Cross every Wednesday night. You can come watch the show for free. We're doing it for the rest of the year to see how it is. Come check it out. If you want more information, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/filmfuse. Or you can find us on Twitter at Film Feud Podcast. The movie we picked today is going to be Best Movie About a Movie. Because The Disaster Artist is coming out, the movie about the movie, The Room, yes I know I've just said movie quite a lot of times there, is going to be a fun episode. So we've got four guests, each one's picked their movie, they don't know what the questions are, and we're going to grill them and see who can come up with the best arguments. Now we filmed this in front of a live audience, you can come down and be part of the show. Like I said, just follow us on social media to find out more information. Film Fuse is on Patreon, the site where you can donate just a little bit of money to help us keep moving this production along. The more money you give us, the better it is for us to get better guests on and have more shows. Like I said, this is why we're doing the live shows for free in Sydney. You can come down. All we ask is a simple donation. Come down, check it out. And there are a lot of perks for you for the higher you donate. So all the money you donate will go to the production of the show, so we really, really do appreciate it. And by we, I mean myself, because I do this all on my own. If you like seeing me live, I'm performing at Comedy on Edge on December 5th at the Roast Battle Shows, where I am hosting that show. We have a big headliner card, so you make sure you come down and check that show out. Tickets are available at edgetix.com, or you can find out more information at facebook.com/comedyonedge. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, rate us 5 stars, subscribe, tell your friends, please share it. If you're listening to Podomatic, do the exact same thing. Please share this podcast. The more traction we get, the more fun we can have. It does help if you donate, so make sure you check out our Patreon. .com/filmfeuds. Okay, that's enough from me. Let's get straight into the episode.
Stardust for the first time today, and I was like, "That's the most Australian thing I've ever seen." Yeah, that's amazing. There's a sign.
Sorry?
How many O's are in Boogaloo? Way too much.
Yeah, it's six. Yeah,
I'm not in charge.
Ready whenever you are, bitches.
Well, I've already started recording about a minute ago, so... And yes, we'll start it. Welcome to the Film Fuse Podcast with CJ Kaiser. Yeah! We're filming live once again from Magic Mike Comedy. Unfortunately, our mixer hasn't come in this week, but it'll be here next week. Next week. And we'll have your proper sound desk and everything. Okay, so today we have four guests, and we're doing... the topic tonight will be Best Movie About a Movie. Because The Disaster Artist is about to come out tomorrow night, it's going to be a fun movie. James Franco, the other Franco, and Seth Rogen. I don't know. What is it? What's his name?
Dave.
Dave Franco.
With, like, the made-up name.
I was going to call him Dean
it's like
Franco,
James
but...
And
yeah.
Dave.
Yeah.
I just guessed. Was I right? Yeah, I was right. I was Dave.
Oh, yeah. Find your Dave Franco. So that comes out tomorrow night, and we decided to talk about best movie about a movie. And I've got four exciting guests tonight, and the audience are going to be participating today. Hey, audience, how you doing?
Exactly the same number of audience members as there are guests.
Exactly.
This reminds me of starting out in comedy.
You just ruined the magic.
That's a good
No,
issue.
I'm counting the bar person. So that's one more. That's one more.
Because I'm a sarcastic mofo. So please, sorry.
Say that on my tombstone.
Yeah, I'm a sarcastic mofo.
Yeah.
I sit next to her all day, every day.
It's a better idea than mine. My idea was a big Billy Bass fish. Sings when people walk
on your
past.
Yeah. You really are from Kansas.
Yes, that's right.
So the first voice you heard there is Nate Eubanks, a very funny comedian, and he's leaving the country soon.
Yes, 8 days left.
8 days. Oh, well, 7 days when they hear it.
Oh, thanks. Oh, glad you all came to my shows while I was here. Thank you.
Nate, you're leaving the country before I am, and I'm only here for a tour.
There can only be one.
Yeah.
You're a very funny mofo.
I'll take that. I change it. I'm not putting a big Billy Bass. I'm writing that.
You're a very funny mofo from Drunk Lady in the Front. Okay, so you are on Twitter at Nate Eubanks.
Yes, correct? I am.
And which movie did you pick for this topic?
I picked Adaptation.
Quick plot line for those who don't know.
Quick plot line. Charlie Kaufman has to write a movie about the orchid thief. He can't do it, so he writes a movie about his inability to write a script for the movie.
And yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up. We'll get into casting that later. But okay, by the way, if you haven't listened to this podcast before, this show is full of spoilers. So if you haven't watched any of the movies, stop, watch those movies, come back, and realize, well, it wasn't worth it. Okay, next up, we had returning one win, two losses. Is that correct?
I've lost count.
Yeah, fair enough. Gavin Scott, and you can find him on Twitter at Gavin Scott.
It's very simple.
Yeah, he did. He did. Which movie did you pick and why?
I picked the movie Fanboys. And it's about a movie, that's why I picked it. It's the synopsis of the film is a group of friends, one of their friends gets diagnosed with cancer, and this is in 1998, just before the first Star Wars film comes out, episode one, not the first Star Wars film. And one of them, after being diagnosed with cancer, decides to break into Skywalker Ranch as a group so they could watch Star Wars before it comes out. And it's a very emotional film, and I cried in it. And you all should feel bad for laughing.
But it's a comedy, right?
It is a comedy. Yeah, it is a comedy.
I was only laughing at the part where the kid got cancer.
So we might as well go to our next guest.
I never talk about what kind of cancer it is, though, so it could be the one.
I was definitely not laughing at the idea of episode one. That's a tragedy.
The plot twist is, they watch the movie. And that's what kills him.
So the voice you just heard, the other American, that's Steve Hofstadter. You can find him on Twitter at Steve Hofstadter. And which movie did you pick and why?
I picked Tropic Thunder because it was one of the ones on the list I had heard of. Basic plot line of it, it's been a bit since I've seen it, but the basic plot line of it is a bunch of actors making a movie get caught up in real jungle drama.
Pretty much
the plot, yeah.
And so I just met Steve tonight, literally about an hour and a half ago,
yeah.
And he agreed to do the podcast. So give him a big round of applause for doing it last minute.
Yay.
And don't worry, this goes out tomorrow. You might get one extra ticket sale out of this. So it'll be worth it.
Well, what that idiot said in the show earlier today, apparently my shows are sold out. So
she's drunk. She had no idea what she was talking about.
What a weirdo.
There's more on the left, thank God.
I was just upset that she left after my set.
I was going to blow her up, but I thought it wasn't sensible.
I mean, you mean that way? Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how self-deprecating we were getting here.
And for those who don't know what the reference is, because this is not a visual medium, that's Frida DeGuise, Muslim comedian. Frida DeGuise, hey! And a very good friend of mine. She is not on Twitter, but she is on Facebook at Frida DeGuise. And which movie did you pick and why?
I picked Boogie Nights because it was on the list, plus Marky Mark.
Oh, fair enough. Good.
Sexy and hot, and he's a porn star, so what more do we want?
Of all the people to beat women within an inch of their life, he's probably the sexiest, I'd say.
Yeah, Sean Penn is not on that list.
Let him beat me within an inch of my life, like Mark Wahlberg. He can beat me to whatever. That's totally fine.
Who cares? I'm an Arab. Yeah. Beating is normal.
All right, so now.
By the way, did you purposefully sit? Because I'm Jewish, and like, are you trying to bring us together now?
Okay, I did not know you were Jewish, but I'm an Arab from Israel, so I found your question offensive.
I'm not saying offensive. I'm saying we're trying to heal the world here.
Yes, with movies.
Like, it's the idea
comedy.
Is that it's like Arab, Jew, Arab, like I'm in a sandwich here.
And the two white guys just watching the.
Yeah, the two white guys. And the one white guy that gets mistaken for Jewish all the time. Yeah.
Well, now I'm going to put a photo of up. Wait, I think Anthony took one earlier, so that'll be the image for this episode. So everyone can go, I know which one's the Jew.
They'll say that anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so there are seven questions. The comedians do not know what the questions are, and they have to make an argument for each question. Whoever gets the most points wins, and they get the golden handshake at the end. So you guys ready?
Yeah!
The audience don't care. All right.
It's called the golden handshake?
Because it's three pumps, and it's done firmly.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, I don't know what that means culturally here, but where I'm from, that might mean something else.
But it doesn't, because I checked.
Okay.
The actual golden shower. Different. Yeah. Totally different.
Leave the jokes for everyone on the panel. Okay, so...
Damn.
First question. And we'll start at the very far end. We'll start with Gavin. Best cast.
Oh, I had a great cast on my one, even though I can't remember most of their names. I think we had Dan Fogel, which is, for some reason, I know him from that Fear... not Fear Factory, typo negative film clip. Very niche. He's in a music video. It's a good music video. Look it up.
For a metal band. Yeah.
It's him just dressing in different drag costumes and then changing. I don't know why I brought that up. Seth Rogen's in it twice, so that's good. He plays a Star Trek guy and a Star Wars guy, so that's range. There's Carrie Fisher's in it for some reason. She plays a doctor. She shouldn't play a doctor. William Shatner's in it.
Oh, wow.
The movie came out in 98.
So yeah, like... William Shatner's in a movie about Star Wars for some reason, right? I don't know. I think I win.
I don't know. The cast of my movie, you said yours has Seth Rogen twice. Yeah, this movie adaptation has Nicolas Cage twice. You can't have...
That's an argument against adaptation.
Oh, yeah. It's like every movie in the Walmart bin seems to have Nicolas Cage twice. Yeah, I guess so. Nicolas Cage, Meryl Streep, Chris Cooper... I didn't remember, but Tilda Swinton is in it. She's pretty good. Yeah, to have a cast so good you even forget one of the good actors is pretty good. Maggie Gyllenhaal is in this? I need to watch this movie again, I think.
Frida.
What was the question?
Best cast.
Okay, well, we've got Mark Wahlberg. Yay. And Burt Reynolds.
Yay.
Ooh. Yeah, and Philip Seymour Hoffman, like, yeah. He's awesome. And
was.
The rest I don't know.
Yeah, it was.
Hang on, was it Heather Graham in it?
Yeah.
Yes.
And William H. Macy. And
Yeah, that's right. And see, that's why they are so good.
I just realized. She's reading it off that, and she's still like, I have no idea who's in it.
What's this about? No. Yeah, and it's just
a
very sexy
cast. I just realized right now
cast.
You weren't talking about Saturday Night Fever. Just right now I realized that.
Oh, and yeah. Yeah, so I think it's just a very sexy cast, and I think it's better than yours.
I think Tropic Thunder is the runaway winner on this because Tom Cruise and Matthew McConaughey were cameos. Like, that's how deep this cast was. I mean, Jack Black, Ben Stiller, Robert Downey. I mean, it's a hell of a cast. And then when you go into even the quote-unquote lesser-known people, you know, you have, like, Jay Baruchel. Like, it's a hell of a cast. So...
Basically, his throwaway character is the lead character in my movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much like the cameos in mine. And I'm just glad this was the question because I would have not won a lot of these others, but it happens to be an ensemble movie. So,
all right. So now everyone heard the arguments. Take each other down. Go. You got 2 minutes.
Randy from My Name Is Earl is in it, and he's fucking good.
I'm gonna take your cancer movie down for a second. Your opening cast member was someone who was in a music video.
That is true.
Like,
it's a good music
that
video.
That was what you led. Yeah, but still, that's what you led with. It'd be like, well, we've got this one guy. He's done this thing. You probably haven't seen it. Like, that's
yeah, sure yeah.
Well, I'm not saying because he was in a music video he's an eligible. I'm saying because the pinnacle of what he's done is a music video is he's an eligible.
They don't, like, film a movie and they're like, what music video? I don't know about this.
Yeah.
You haven't been in many music videos for metal bands.
I'm trying to actually think what movie he's in, and I think he was in Balls of Fury. That's it. That's all I can think of.
Good argument.
I think I've lost.
So do you guys want to take each other down, or should we throw to the audience and see who wins this round?
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to go back with Mark Wahlberg because he owns a burger joint.
That's not an argument for.
Well, he can cook and he's sexy.
Because he has to have a day job, he's doing really well.
And he was also part of Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Another strike against him.
And
I think Steve's making the best arguments here. He's taking each one down individually with fierce venom.
It seems like both of your two movies really do well at co-opting black culture, so I think mine's good. It goes after the poor whites from Florida, so they could stand to be taken down a few notches.
Okay, all right. I think everyone's made their points.
At the end of the day, I'm a married woman. I'm 37 years of age.
Oh, now I remember.
Uploading this to Tinder now.
Seriously? No, I'm going to say I'm a 37-year-old married woman with two gorgeous kids, and yep. I'm so in love with my husband. It's great, but if Marky Mark turned up and just said, hey, you want to get married?
I was like, I don't... Yeah.
Okay, so who votes?
I was thinking
Mark?
She wanted that submitted as evidence later.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna throw it to the audience.
No,
audience,
we were talking before about like what would you
stop, audience? No, stop! Enough! This is my podcast. Stop! We get it. You want to fuck Monkey Mark? We get it. I'd fuck him too if I had the chance. All right, let's just move on.
But I would say if the question is which cast owes the most in back taxes, Nick Cage.
Oh yeah, yeah. I had to give up the island.
Yeah. And the dinosaur egg.
The dinosaur egg?
Yeah,
he had a dinosaur egg.
A dinosaur egg.
That should be a count for him that at least he had it at one point.
All right, so audience, you guys.
For Face Off.
I like Face Off. Yeah, fair enough. Okay, good point. All right, so you guys are going to decide who gets the point here. Okay, make some noise if you think. Gavin made the best argument. No, make some noise if you think. Nate made the best argument. Make some noise if you think Frida made the best argument. Make noise if you think Steve made the best argument. Okay, no, you are a terrible audience.
First time I see a Jew lose.
Wow. The Muslim.
Yeah,
you should open your eyes more. We've had a bit of a history.
I mean, in her lifetime.
All right, look, I'm going to rule out Nate and Gavin on this one, okay?
That's right.
So, Nate and Gavin, who you vote for? Because it's pretty even so far.
Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder?
Yeah, I think Tropic Thunder.
You know what? I was welling too. Steve gets first point. Yay!
So
it was only so you two that cheated. Your friend, the one that wanted to fuck Marky Mark, sorry? Yeah, you did, but then those.
She didn't even vote.
Yeah, she didn't even vote.
She was busy waxing poetic about Mark Wahlberg's dick.
We understood that.
It's not about us, it's about them.
Yeah. All right, next question. And we'll start with Nate.
Go back to the Muslim woman, totally invisible.
You were in a runoff. You were not invisible.
You're not invisible. We're just not allowed to look at you.
Next question. Nate starts off.
That was fantastic.
That was funny.
Best movie within a movie.
Best movie within a movie? Yeah. Adaptation. It's so self-indulgent. No movie could be more self-indulgent but still successful. They made a movie about writing a screenplay in which he goes to a screenwriter's workshop. That's next level type shit.
That's like Learning Annex shit.
Yeah. They're like, people will find this interesting. And they made it interesting. They also like gave him a skeezy brother that was dope but likable. And it was also Nicolas Cage. He played his own brother. And every movie that he had was immediately stupid. He's a very dynamic actor. But, like, is it not more amazing to have a bad actor do a really good job in a movie?
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's why I love this movie.
Freedom.
I think Boogie Nights is the best movie that's about a movie.
That's not the question.
Best movie within a movie.
Within a movie,
like the actual movie that they showed within the movie.
Okay, wasn't it porn?
Yes.
Hey! Okay, that's it. End of story.
That's
all that matters, right? And they had roller skates. That's all that matters.
Does anyone remember any of the titles of those movies?
The ones in Boogie Nights?
Yeah.
No.
All right, that's some research for later for all of us.
In Tropic Thunder, I mean, there were so many movies to choose from, but it's hard to beat Simple Jack.
Ah, yes.
I mean, that's
Yeah, that was brilliant. That was brilliant.
We just won. I mean, everyone's just like, yeah, fuck it.
It's heart wrenching. It's yeah. As they say, the what was it? Never go full retard. That was the quote.
Never go full retard. Yeah. Sean Penn went full retard. Look what happened to his career.
Yeah. I used to quote that line in high school for like several years.
I think we all did.
Yeah.
All right, Gavin.
Well, fuck. I think I might have to take the knee on this one. Unfortunately, my movie features episode one of Star Wars. So it's debatably the worst film to ever exist.
Yours is the only one that features a real movie, and
that's
yet you
true.
Lose automatically.
Yeah, like which the last line of the film, I think, perfectly sums it up, where it's like, what if the movie sucks? And it's just everyone like, yeah, okay, because then you know what happens.
Yeah.
It does suck. It does suck.
No, it won't. It'll be great.
Come on, Jar Jar. All right, so
I'm glad they
made
took Star Wars out of Lucas's hands.
Yeah. I'm getting lucky on these questions. Right.
Well, yeah. Everyone made the point. Take each other down. You've got 2 minutes. Go.
Wait.
Okay. I think the only competition on this one is the porn for me.
Yeah, I agree.
And so in terms...
It depends what they're doing in the porn.
Yeah. All right, listen, happily married mother or two or whatever. I would say from a plot perspective, Simple Jack is hard to beat. I mean, it's clearly it actually probably has the same dialogue as a porn.
And it took like these great movies that everyone admired, like actors like what was the one with Sean Penn?
I am Sam.
It takes these movies that everyone admired and then was like, oh yeah, we're being stupid.
Yeah, these are all, this is total
It was
shit.
So self-indulgent for us to be like, oh, we
that
love that. It's
so
amazing.
Right.
And then Simple
so
Jack
right.
was such on the nose critique of that.
Yeah.
I
will yield this to Frida if she could name any of the porn movies.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, as a good Muslim, I don't watch porn, but I know one name, but I don't know if I was in
not
the...
a porn movie.
Actually, I'll give it to her if you can name a porn movie. As a Muslim woman.
And if you can only, if you can only name one. You named the oldest porn.
It's the only
that's
one
like,
I know.
That's like saying name a book and you go Homer's Odyssey. There have been others written since then.
I didn't even know that.
Does anyone write
BFG. Porn? I didn't read.
I'm a Muslim... porns you can get on board with. Just get on board.
Sexyclips.com.
I don't have time for porn.
Just like Google Mia Khalifa.
Is she Muslim though?
I'm not sure if she's Muslim, but she got in shit because she did a porn in
she's
a
Lebanese.
Hijab.
Yeah.
Mia Khalifa.
Yeah.
All the males are like, yep, yep.
Sorry.
That's Wiz's sister, right?
Yeah, Wiz's sister.
Yeah, Wiz's sister.
Oh, how men know so much.
Audience, who do you think made the best argument?
You
make
said you
noise?
Didn't have enough time. It only takes us 3 minutes of this.
How long does it take to watch an FBI warning?
Okay.
Like, too long. Seven.
So who won?
Seconds. All right,
that's what we're going to find out. Audience, make some noise if you think Gavin did better. Make some noise if you think Nate did it better.
No.
Make some noise if you think Frida did it better. Make some noise if you think Steve did it better.
Yeah.
Oh, tough one. Okay, since Gavin and Nate are both out on this one, who are you leaning towards?
You guys suck!
Oh, shit, okay.
That makes me want to vote for myself just to get confidence back. I would have to say Simple Jack is the better movie within a movie just because of how it took down the Hollywood's self-congratulatory behavior towards those movies. I'm so sorry, Frida.
Gavin?
When are you leaving?
Not soon enough for you.
8 days!
I quoted Simple Jack as a kid. I have to go with that one.
Well, all right,
I don't think you were supposed to.
You know
I wasn't supposed to, but
Australians
I was a bad child.
Australians are very hospitable. So
this is just beginner's luck? I see.
You know what? Just because there is no beginner's luck in this game, I'm going to give it to Frida. Frida's got the points. Yeah! Porn. No, okay. All right, so next one. Oh, you blew the levels out on that one. Yes, I can tell. That's why your husband married you. Okay, so...
I am a mother of two. Yeah. I can whistle really well.
We're learning a great deal.
Seriously.
I'm learning a great deal.
I put two children out of my vagina. I'm cool.
I don't think we denied that.
Yeah.
No, we haven't denied that.
It should have been.
Look, I had no idea. It could have been a C-section. I don't know this woman.
Next question. Let's move this along. We'll skip that one for now. Let's go with... best line, and we'll start with Frida. Best line in a movie.
I got mine.
Oh, best Gavin, you ready?
Line in Boogie Nights. I'm ready.
Okay, let's start with Gavin then.
All right. So I think I'm going between two.
Yeah.
One I like, which is, you know, just William Shatner says, you know, they ask him how he got the leaked documents, and he's like, "I'm William Shatner. I can score anything."
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And they just list stuff after that. And the other one I'm deciding between is they're talking about going to the film, and the guy says, I will sell my left nut to see that movie, and I only have one nut, so you know how serious I am.
That's a pretty good line.
That's pretty good line. Pretty good line. Yeah. Let's go with the second one. Go with the second one, all right?
Yeah, yeah. All right. The second one.
Nate.
It was Nicolas Cage as Charlie Kaufman's brother. He says, "I wrote a movie and I put in this awesome chase scene where a guy is chasing, he's escaping on a horse and being pursued by a motorcycle, which shows the fight of technology and horse."
All right. That was good. For Nicolas Cage, that's good.
Yeah, there it's were good.
You fight a motorbike and a horse.
Represents
every
battle of technology.
Every Kirk Lazarus line was a great line.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I have to choose one, I would choose, "Man, I don't drop character until I've done the DVD commentary." Because that was a very memorable line.
And not only that, you wouldn't even have to say which character said that, and we would all know which character would
Absolutely.
Say that.
Absolutely. The other one I was debating was, I know who I am. I'm the dude playing the dude disguised as another dude.
Yeah,
another one.
Great dialogue.
That was a really good one.
Frida.
Okay, I'm going to pick the roller girl. She said, "He can fuck really hard, or he can fuck really gently. He's the best."
Hey. Stick with the porn themes. Okay.
I didn't know I was up against Shakespeare.
All right.
Why wouldn't you go with, like, whatever pleases you the most?
I think that did please her the most.
He can, let me know, but he's saying he can fuck hard.
It's a line in a movie.
Yeah.
She's not deciding.
It would take some steam out of the quote if he's like, "I can fuck medium, I can fuck..."
Yeah. I can imagine fuck if that,
like a side
if that,
of fries with that.
Yeah, if that were the thing, and be like, "Look, whatever you're into, we can discuss this at length later.
We'll build in a safe word, just whatever you're comfortable with.
50 Shades of Grey."
It's like, out of sight, it becomes a setting.
It's a
setting. Settings one, two,
what we're dealing with.
Crowd, settle down.
All
right. Yeah, crowd, stay out of this one.
too much input.
Yeah, okay, so...
Settings, though.
What?
What?
All right.
I also just want to say, I didn't even know how this game worked before I picked my movie, and I'm damn glad I picked that movie.
Yeah, you picked a good one.
Yeah, you picked a really good one. All right, so, okay, you guys banged your lines. Take each other down. You got 1 minute. Go.
Well, I'm going to take Frida down first, because so far she's been my biggest competition. And also... I don't think that line was nearly as quotable as most of the rest of the movie. And I think that she didn't even know who played Roller Girl. So, I think... Boom!
I didn't need to know who played Roller Girl.
Yeah, actually, dude, you kind of do. She's That's pretty important matters. To the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we said her name before.
Which is?
I said her name before.
Yeah, and I just nodded.
All right. Anyone else?
Oh, I think the one ball line's pretty good.
The one ball line is pretty good.
It's pretty solid.
You know what? I'm going to call this one early because the audience has tuned out already. I'm going to go with one ball. One ball.
One
like
ball.
Yeah. I think I'll tell you why. Because I think the Nicolas Cage line is just a bit too long to
too
be
long.
Rememberable.
Technology versus horse is good, but
yeah,
it
that,
doesn't
if it was
mean
just
ball.
That.
No.
Yeah. One ball.
I concede.
Good.
I concede.
Amazing always.
Okay.
I'm a dude dressed like a dude disguised as another dude with one ball.
Yeah.
That would have been the ultimate line.
Yeah, it would have.
Okay, all right. Next question. We're starting with Steve.
All right.
Best scene. Go.
Best scene. Oh, shit. There were so many great ones. But I really think the movie parodies that they did were fantastic. The not just Simple Jack, but like... the crazy, weird, cosmic one that he was in, and like the super serious church one.
Oh, wait,
remember?
Can I come
like
to your defense
love?
For you a little bit? What about when he kills the panda? That might be the best scene.
All
of
right,
that movie.
That was also pretty good. But that's the thing; like, it was a movie of so many phenomenally good scenes. Just even when they're blowing the shit up, but I really do think the Tropic Thunder's best quality was that it was what you were saying before, Nate. The idea. It was such a great send-up of every different genre.
Yeah,
Like, and I, so I thought the scene when they're running through the different movies that they've been in, were, that was amazing.
Or even, like, artistic method directors, they go after those people, too. Yeah. Like, yeah, it ticked down everyone.
Oh, but there was also the Tom Cruise big hands dancing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there was also that.
Okay, so which one? The hands or the parodies?
You know what? Fuck it. It was the only time I didn't hate Tom Cruise.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Gavin.
It made Tom Cruise likable.
Yes.
And then we remembered, and we were like, fuck that guy. But for a brief moment in time.
He did a funny good job, and we all went.
I don't hate that guy.
And by the way, I don't know if you've seen the DVD commentary, but there was an interview with Tom Cruise where basically, like, when Ben Stiller pitched him the part, it was Tom Cruise's idea. He said, "I want big hands and I want to dance." Like, that was how that scene happened.
Gavin.
He knew what he wanted. Okay, so I think the best scene in this film, this might be because I'm a damn dumb stoner, but it's the scene where Seth Rogen fights Seth Rogen, because Seth Rogen calls Han Solo a bitch, yep. And then other Seth Rogen gets angry, and then fights Seth Rogen.
Because it's Star Wars Seth Rogen
versus Star Trek Seth Rogen, yes. Where they meet up in this weird convention center in the middle of Las Vegas. And yeah, I realize that's probably not the best argument.
We could find out where the stoner part comes in.
I would actually love to find out that there was originally someone else cast in one of those two roles, and he just didn't show up.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
Then Seth Rogen was just like, all right, I'll be both.
Probably.
I'll do it both.
Nate?
My favorite scene in the movie was when Nicolas Cage was playing Charlie Kaufman, and he was saying everything that would not be in the movie adaptation he was making. He said, I don't want chase scenes with cars. I don't want voiceovers. I don't want sex. I don't want drugs. And he said all of these things, and then as you watch the movie, all of them are in the movie.
Yeah.
So it sets up the movie to be kind of a successful, I guess, going after like his hopes that he couldn't do it. He still couldn't do what he wanted to do. It's kind of neurotic, I guess.
Yeah, all right.
Freedom. I'm going to fail at this one, but Google told me the best scene in Boogie Nights was the first sex scene. I'm gonna lose.
I'd say any sex scene is the best.
I'd say if I was
don't they always
a
talk
scene
about when
Marky Nights,
Mark opens his pants?
How do you choose a favorite child?
Yeah. Like
easy.
Gone. Yeah, you've got four.
Fair.
Yeah. So I would have gone with the scene where William H. Macy finds his wife in gangbangs every scene, and that final one he goes and gets a gun and blows everyone apart. Remember that?
I think I might. Have
I don't even remember
film.
The movie.
Which movie did you think it was?
She thought Boogie Nights was the name of a dance club down the street.
All I remember is Marky Mark.
And that final scene, the last 3 seconds.
I don't even remember the last
he
3 seconds.
Takes it out.
He didn't have prosthetic hands in that
that's
one.
That's right. Now I remember.
So you're going to change your you're changing your vote?
No, I'm going to vote for myself.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, but for
the yeah, okay, the last scene is when he lets his penis out.
Okay, all right.
I actually thought of a better scene.
Which one?
There's a scene where they break down on a highway and they walk to a biker bar. They quickly find out it's a gay biker bar, and to pay for their tab, they have to strip dance on stage. And then after they strip dance on stage, Danny Trujillo comes and then gives him peyote and makes him trip around for a while.
Isn't that Police Academy?
Danny Trujillo.
I was going to say, it sounds like Boogie
the Blue
Nights
Lagoon.
Yeah.
The Blue Lagoon.
Well, the scene with Alfred Molina, and he's doing coke, and the little Asian boy is with him, and then they try to rip him off and steal his money. Or his coke, I can't remember. It was like towards the end. With
Alfred Molina?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Alfred
Molina. What movie is this?
Boogie Nights.
Yeah, I still need to watch. I should watch this film.
It's a,
you know what?
Very
if this was about
movie.
Underbelly, I would have won.
I got to admit, the boogie word throws me off.
Fair enough. Okay. Audience, who do you vote for? Frida?
National Lampoon.
Frida? Who do you vote for?
Frida.
Steven. Okay. I will go with... I think the best argument... Nate, I'm not going to go with yours because yours
that's fair.
Sets up something and then it gets paid off later. So it's not a scene. Not a particular scene.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
The Seth Rogen fight, I think I've seen like actors do that before, so I'm ruling that one out. Frida, you didn't make an argument, so Steve gets a point.
Yeah! As I said, Australians are very hospitable.
He didn't even pick my favorite scene in that
movie. I don't deserve any of it. I actually don't deserve any of it. I didn't make the movie, but
yeah, you're fucking hilarious. But you keep it real, and you're fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Okay, someone goes for Israel. Okay, next choice.
No, Steve is hilarious. I cannot argue that point.
Thank you.
All right.
That's the truth.
This is all fun. We're all here as friends. So let's just... No fights. Okay, so next question would be best representation of the movie industry. Who wants to start this one?
Done.
Yeah, I think you win that one. I think mine's second, solidly in second
place.
Yeah,
I actually... If Tropic Thunder were not part of this, I would say adaptation, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it really does... It really does make fun of the process really well.
Yeah. Well, and how his brother writes the stupid films that get purchased by a studio.
Absolutely. But Tropic Thunder is about that. Like,
yes.
Tropic Thunder hits every part of the industry.
Yeah, I think my one actually accurately just represents the fans.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, because it's the... Okay. Someone just whistled at me, I assume.
Yeah.
Must be your tits.
It's definitely my ass. It's my ass.
And I will say, Boogie Nights, from what we have been told, is an accurate representation of the porn industry, but not the feature film industry.
No, I guess so.
Well, I'm gonna make this real quick. I am gonna give it not to Gavin because he made a point. It's about the fans and the movie. Not to Frida, because as Steven mentioned, it was about the porn industry, not Hollywood. And it comes down to either Steve or Nate. And
Tropic Thunder was an excellent choice for this game, by the way.
Yeah, no, you fell into that one. You're like, I've heard of this one. Yeah.
But you know, because I don't want Steven to win so early, I'm going to give it to Nate. So Nate's got 1 point. Yay! Yay!
Also, I will say it does, like, adaptation does do a wonderful job of showing how shitty that business is.
Yeah. A business I know nothing about, but it's a good movie.
A business I am involved in, and I agree with that.
I wish someone
movie.
Picked Get Shorty. That would have been really good for
Get
this
Shorty.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get Shorty would have been good.
All right, next question. So we're on score update. Everyone's on one except Steve. He's on two. Yep, okay. So we've done that one. Okay. Best character. Who wants to start?
I've also lost a few points just because you didn't want me to win.
Best character.
It's like gerrymandering.
Best character, Charlie Kaufman in adaptation.
Why?
Because Nicolas Cage, I think I've already said this, like when an actor does a lot of shitty films and then does one role and does really well in this role, he's done other good roles.
By the way, hold on. Frida has to look up the character's names.
Shh, don't tell him.
Kirk Lazarus is the best character. It's Robert Downey Jr. getting away with blackface, which is crazy.
Insane.
Absolutely crazy. Like,
in a movie?
You haven't seen Tropic Thunder?
Because his... No wonder you're not voting for me. So his character, the idea... First of all, the idea of the character that doesn't break character was awesome. But also, like, how seriously he took it. And then there's the scene with where he gets offended. He's so in character that he gets offended when someone says, "you people." And he goes, "what do you mean, you people?" And then Brandon T. Jackson's character, whose name, by the way, was Al Pacino, which was amazing, comes back with a, "what do you mean, you people?" And it was so well done. Kirk Lazarus was a wonderful character.
Kevin.
I was really fond of Danny Trujillo's character. He referred to himself in the third person as the chief, and he gave peyote out. I'm pretty for him.
Wait, your movie?
Yeah, he gave peyote.
That's right.
He gave peyote to the cancer guy because he thought it would heal him. It didn't.
Just a drug reference. It was like, that's my character.
I'm for drugs.
Okay. Nate. You already said, so
I already said.
Okay, I'm going to go for Dirk Diggler.
You had to look up his name?
Luckily, it was easy to pronounce.
Can you stop telling?
Funny and
because he's good looking and
wait, can I just Frida? Can I just say that me, as a married woman and a mother of two.
Tell us, Steve. Don't mock us.
I am a married woman.
But I'm 38, so it's way different.
I'm a married woman and a mother of four.
Yeah,
I am a
I'm a divorced man, and I don't have any kids, so the paperwork was easy.
All right, new question. Who's the biggest mother and the most amount of kids they have? All right, who? Go, go. Who's got the most kids?
Frida gets my vote.
Yeah. I vote Frida, most kids.
Yeah. And divorce three, well, twice.
Twice.
Yep. Don't want to curse the third.
Just I was expecting that. Yeah. But what was the original question? I forgot now.
Best character.
Yeah. Character. So why Dirk Diggler?
Because he's Marky Mark.
That doesn't because make a character. Like, if you didn't know he was Marky Mark. Character.
Yeah. Okay, as I remember.
Wait, what's a thing about his character? Other than his thing.
I was just about to say his thing. I don't remember the movie. All I remember, he was a dishwasher that became. A porn star, and he fucking got high
so
and
a
shit.
To bitches
and
story.
Yeah.
Nice, nicely done.
Yep. Yeah.
No one appreciates puns.
I like puns. Big pun fan.
I fucking hate them.
So Gavin doesn't get the point on this one. Okay. Everyone's made their point. Audience, who do you go for?
Frida.
For fuck's sake, seriously?
Anyone?
Steve.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. One vote for Frida, one vote for Steve, one vote for yeah.
Oh yeah, because you know what?
I'm so glad I chose this movie.
Yeah.
I have nothing to do with this movie.
Yeah, I like really want to watch the movie now.
Yeah, I only chose this movie because I have a funny story about it that I didn't even tell on this podcast.
Let's tell the story then, because we know who won this podcast now.
Frida.
Okay. Frida won the podcast. She's and her prize is to watch her movie for the first time. Story is, I've known Brandon T. Jackson for a long time. When he first moved to L.A., I had a booker tell me to look out for him. And it was kind of fun because he, like, came to a club with a whole bunch of comics were hanging out. We all knew each other. And he, like, introduced himself. And he's like, hey, you know, my name's Brandon T. Jackson, people call me, and whatever nickname he gave us, and we just go, okay, Brandon. And but he was, like, very successful very quickly, very, very talented, and I was performing with him in Birmingham, Alabama, the week after he had finished shooting Tropic Thunder. And no one knew what the movie was, like, we hadn't heard about it. And so he was saying, he's like, yeah, you know, I just did this movie. I'm like, oh, congratulations, that's really great. And then he started telling me about it. And he was like, yeah, you know, Ben Stiller's in it. I'm like, oh, you did a Ben Stiller movie. That's amazing. He's like, yeah, and Robert Downey Jr. I was like, who the fuck is in this thing? He's like, yeah, and Jack Black. And I'm like, oh, what did you do? And he's like, well, I'm the fourth lead. I'm like, oh, fuck you. And and I told him right then and there. I was like, this movie is going to change your life. And he was like, yeah, I guess if it does well, I mean, who knows if it'll even come out. I was like, who knows if it'll come out? You hear who's in this thing? And then it took off, and it was a hugely successful thing, and it was just cool to be in on the ground floor of knowledge of it, I guess, as it was happening. So
his scene where he's peeing using the can of soda, is that him?
Oh yeah, whole like yeah the
booty juice.
Booty juice. It was amazing.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to throw to the audience.
Who it was booty sweat.
Booty sweat.
Booty sweat, that's it.
Yeah. Actually, no, we're not throwing to the audience. Steve just won this one. He's got 3 points. Yay! Give it up to Steve! Yay! And time for the golden handshake. There we go. 1, 2, 3 pumps. That's it. All right.
That's what you got.
That's
a
golden handshake.
Prize. Can I donate my prize?
Yes, you can.
Who came second?
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure it was an equal second. It was an equal second to Oya. Yeah. But there is one more game. There is one more game.
She was fan favorite, though.
Yeah, she was fan favorite.
Definitely fan favorite.
All right, so there's one more game we've got to play. The real quick CJ Kaiser movie game. The way this game works is, Steve, because you've won, you get to pick an actor or actress. And we go around the panel, and we're going to name one movie that person's been in. If you can't name one within 5 seconds, you are eliminated. Now, if you're the last person, you still have to name one more movie to get the actual point. And you can't name anything that hasn't come out. And you can't name cameos. All right, who would you like to pick?
You have to
Dan Fogel. No, I'm kidding. okay, well, we'll do one who was in one of these movies. So, Heather Graham.
Oh, okay. Start it off.
Oh, fuck. Boogie Nights.
Okay, free to start it off.
Say, I remembered her name.
Are we going clockwise or anti-clockwise? Any
shit, no, I can't.
Oh, what's the...
Stunner, shut up.
All right, well, let's do a different one that was in this one. Fine. Okay.
I'm borderline retarded. It's fine.
Okay, Carrie Fisher. All
right, we'll go with Carrie Fisher.
Easy. All right. Awesome. Fanboys.
Spider-Man.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yep.
Star Wars.
When Harry Met Sally.
Thanks, audience. You're not in this game. It's your turn, Steve.
Oh,
When Harry Met Sally. Just
well, no. I instead of that, all right, Empire Strikes Back.
When Harry Met Sally. Gavin.
Oh, shit. fuck. I should not be a Star Wars nerd. I can't remember the last one. Return of the Jedi.
Nice.
Force Awakens.
Nice. Frida. Don't look it up. You can't look it up.
No.
Frida's out.
She's smart.
This time I'll say When Harry Met Sally. Or no, you already said that one. Fuck, I think I'm out. I'm blanking. I'm out.
Okay. Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers 2000.
No. The original. Yeah. She's the bit that pulls out the gun on him.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. Holy crap.
It's on Wikipedia.
Oh, my God.
Well, was that her or Jamie Lee Curtis? I'm sure it was her.
Okay. It's on Wikipedia.
Sorry? Someone could look this up. I'm going to say Blues Brothers. If it's wrong, I'm out. Got it.
This is a gamble. I'm going to say Rogue One.
No.
Because it's like CGI.
CGI
doesn't count?
It wasn't her.
It wasn't her voice.
CGI, it's not archived footage.
Wait, if she did
Rogue
the voice,
One,
it counts.
She was in Rogue One.
Oh, so it was a voice?
So audio and, yeah.
Yep, yeah, I guess
are you the judge now?
Yep. All right, yeah, fine.
Yeah, I'm out. We're I can't out. Think of anything.
Well, I've got nothing.
Shampoo?
Oh, wait, let me think.
I might win by default.
Yeah, but you have to name one more.
Fuck, what's she in?
Oh, wait, no. Steve's still in, isn't he?
No, I was
out.
What else is Carrie?
Someone check out Blues Brothers real quick.
What's
Carrie
Fisher?
It is Blues Brothers.
It is Blues Brothers? Yeah.
Mystery Woman.
Oh, you should have named Sorority Row.
Sorority Row.
Yeah, that classic.
Or It's Christmas, Carol.
Those classic movies.
Yeah.
All right, no one wins this one. Yay!
Yeah. Or Cougar Club. My God, she was in a lot of shit movies.
Yeah, but she didn't do that many good movies.
I mean, but she was in so many. I mean, When Harry Met Sally and the Star Wars movies are all amazing. And Hannah and Her Sisters, which is, like, there are a lot of, like, classic movies, but then after that, not as much.
Isn't there a new documentary about her and her mom that just came out?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, so, Gavin, anything to promote?
Yeah, just go to comedy more.
She was in Hook.
Woman Kissing on Bridge, uncredited.
Uncredited doesn't count, yeah.
Yeah, follow me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, at the Gavin Scott, or the Gavin Scott in general.
Cool. Nate.
Hey, at Nate Eubanks. I've got loads of shows this week. I have...
And a big show on Tuesday.
Two shows on Tuesday. I'm at the Laugh Stand and then immediately taking a taxi down to Chippo for
the
Comedy
headline
on
spot,
Edge.
The feature spot.
Headline spot. How many minutes am I doing?
That's 20 minutes.
20? Okay, cool.
And you get
I've
tickets
got
at edgetix.com.
Oatly Hotel, Manly...
Don't
nope,
about those
nope.
ones. Just come to Chippo
Edge
Hotel.
I'm at World Bar. Like
I said, just come to Tuesday show. It's the longest set he's doing.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I run that one. Okay, and Frida.
I'm at Happy Endings on Friday night and Wollongong on Saturday night.
Oh, you're doing Wollongong?
Yeah.
Yeah, sick one. Yeah.
And Comedy Store December.
Nice. And Steve?
You can see me in King's Cross giving out golden handshakes. although, no, I do have to. I've been told I have to get a snag from Bunnings. That's the thing I've been told. But, you could see...
it's not kosher.
This will be going out, like midday tomorrow.
Midday tomorrow. All right. So my Australia tour starts tonight. Then I'm doing a show at the World Bar here in Sydney. Then I go over to Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide, and Melbourne before I leave. Shows in each place. So check out stevehofstetter.com. If you want to see me in Australia, because then I'll leave after that.
And he's awesome.
Yeah, he was very, very funny. What audience, what did you think of Steve's set tonight?
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Fantastic. Cool.
And give it up for our audience, guys. Yeah. And a mother of two who...
Seriously?
No, that's enough. All right. My name is CJ Kazi. You can follow me on all Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at IamCJ. You can follow the Film Feud podcast on Twitter at Film Feud Podcast or on Facebook at Film Feuds. Thank you very much, panel. It's been a lot of fun. We'll see you next week.
Yay!
Yay.
I can only